Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What a great game that was last night, Thursday night footy. Saw the Brisbane Broncos go head-to-head with the Penrith Panthers. Panthers getting the chockies there, but the Brisbane Broncos, an extremely impressive and spirited performance there. I posted this morning that Nathan Cleary kicked for over 800 metres. Now, as an impressive stat is that for Cleary, the more point of that which I had in the caption was that how impressive that is for the Brisbane Broncos. If you're forcing a guy like Nathan Cleary to kick that much in a team like that, it means your defence has been unreal and they really struggle to come out of their end, the Penrith Panthers, whereas normally they cruise out of there. For me, they're one of the best teams I've ever seen coming out of their own end. So the Brisbane Broncos, they did incredibly well last night. Almost pulled a huge upset there. This afternoon, we've got the Newcastle Knights taking on the Cronulla Sharks. I think there will be an upset here. I'm going to take the Sharkies. Off the back of an absolute nightmare week for the Cronulla Sharks, I think they'll pull an upset here, travelling up to Newcastle. Obviously, the Knights, they get Bradman Best back, which is going to be absolutely massive. Tyge Wilton, he's shifted out to the centres for the Cronulla Shark. Sharks are replacing Josh Dugan. That one is going to sting them big time, no doubt about it. They do get Sifa Talakai. He returns on the bench, which I really like. I'm really excited to see him return. Braden Trindall on the bench as well. He can cover a number of positions, a guy that I really like. Sorry, not replacing Josh Dugan. Tyge Wilton has replaced Connor Tracy, of course. But for the Newcastle Knights, you still are missing Mitchell Pearce, and we know they are a completely different side without Pearcey in there. I thought they were a little bit clunky last week, which is disappointing. Up in Newcastle, though, I understand why they are the favourites. I think this Sharks team, once again, extremely underrated, extremely underappreciated. Off the back of a tough week, I don't think many of these guys are happy about the way that John Morris has been treated up there, and I think that you're going to see a bit of a bounce-back game here for the Sharks. I think they're going to play desperate, they're going to play gritty, and they're going to put the rest of this competition on notice that as much as there's chaos going on here, this team, we're holding still. Yeah, we're holding together. They've still got Sean Johnson in return. They've got a number of other guys to come back as well. Of course, you've still got Wade Graham out of this team too. So I'm tipping there will be an upset here. The Newcastle Knights, they're $1.50 for a reason, though. Obviously, the Sharks missing a couple of troops as well. I just think this team without Pearce, they're a different sort of project, and I'm looking forward to seeing the Sharks here. This is going to be one of my upsets of the week here. The second game, probably the game of the week, the one I'm most excited for, kicking off at 7:55. You've got the Melbourne Storm taking on the Sydney Roosters. I'm going to go with the Melbourne Storm here. The Roosters missing a number of troops. It's down in Melbourne. Harry Grant starting to get back to his best. I wouldn't be shocked to see a swap here and see Harry Grant start in this side. I just think the Melbourne Storm, they're going to be too good. They've had a bit of a rocky start to this NRL season, you know, by the standards of the Melbourne Storm. You know, they've won, what is it? They've won 1-3, lost 2. So considering they are the Melbourne Storm, normally you're looking at 5-0, at worst 4-1. So to already have two losses on the board for the Melbourne Storm, that would be stinging them. I think they will do a number on the Roosters tonight. Big test for Sammy Walker. There's no doubt he's going to be forced to make a lot of tackles. I think they'll be trying to get to him on their edge. But he does put his body in front of them. But, you know, it's going to be, there's a big difference between what he did last week against the Warriors, just bodying up and then having to make decisions. And the Melbourne Storm, this is what they do best. They find a weakness and they don't just smash them. They don't bully them. They force them to make decisions at pace, and this is where it's going to really challenge Sam Walker, especially with the guys around him. He hasn't played a heap of footy with them as well, so it's going to be a big test. I'm really looking forward to this game. I think it's going to be an absolute cracker. These are two games that I'm obviously tipping the Sharks and the Melbourne Storm. Probably not betting games for me. I think the Storm and Roosters game, I think it'll be really close, really could go either way here, so I'm not going to bet heavily on that one. I think the Sharks are good value. But I'm not as confident on some as some other ones that I've tipped as upsets over the last few rounds. So I think I'm just going to sit back. No punting for me tonight. I'm just going to enjoy these two games of footy. As you can hear, my voice is about to give way. I sound like I'm about to cark it. So not sure how much content you're going to get over the weekend. I'll see what I can put out there. But I'll do my very best for you. Have a cracking weekend, guys. Hopefully get some more previews of games coming out over the next few days.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.